This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Until 1994, few athletes enjoyed the mass appeal that O.J. Simpson did, and then all of that changed. The Simpson family announcing that O.J. passed away yesterday at 76 after a cancer battle.
Welcome to the Masters. Welcome to the Masters. And it never got old all day. It was great.
Mike Danger.
Perfect.
Yes.
This is perfect.
Yes.
God, I live a charmed life. I can say whatever I want, and I got Worm to back me up.
Worm to back you up.
Oh, man, it's nice to have friends like Gene Battaglia
and Worm. Gene Battaglia.
Talk a little golf. Ipe Mizuhara now expected to plead guilty to federal charges of stealing millions of dollars from Shohei Ohtani.
It's showtime.
Scott Drew has passed on an offer for the Kentucky job.
I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team.
We're a team.
Me and my Buffalo Sabres. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Roger Sanchez Vicario.
I wish I did know of him.
Her!
Oh, no. I don't know.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It's happy hour. You're in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us and listening along in the free to download Odyssey app, AUDACY. Listening locally at 95.7 FM, AM 950. Maybe you're watching the sports bar. Twitch.com/TheFanRochester. Our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. You can even get us on your smart device at home or in your office when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. I'm Mike Danger. That's Gene Battaglia.
I have no problem with the way the Buffalo Bills organization treated O.J. Simpson while he was alive. He was persona non grata. Like they knew taking his name off the wall would create a big story and that it would be kind of talked about for years and years and years. And eventually going to the new stadium, it'll look a lot different. I bring this up today because O.J., as we mentioned, passed. And as of now, the Buffalo Bills organization has yet to acknowledge this on social media. And look, if he was persona non grata while he was alive, why would you change things right now?
It's not going to change. So don't expect them to post any sort of tribute or anything to O.J. Simpson. Even though, you know, you're right. They've handled this the right way. Taking the name off the wall would have been a massive story. And if you were to acknowledge it now, you would probably have people saying, well, you're acknowledging it now. You haven't acknowledged it. It's a tricky thing because by the letter of the law, he's served his time for the other thing that he did. Right.
Oh, the memorabilia.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The crimes that he was actually convicted of. He served his time. He paid his debts, but we all believe what we believe. I got a text from one of my buddies who's a pretty random guy. He'll just send me texts from time to time. And usually when he does, it's just random out of nowhere. And it said, just said OJ. And when I got that text, I'm like, I don't know. Like, what's he talking about here? What's this random text about? And then a few minutes later, Schmitty upstairs. We got to see Schmitty today for the first time
You're
in months.
Kidding.
No, he was here. Hey, Coach, did you see OJ?
You gave him the Rochester.
He's totally the Rochester guy. Yeah, in fact, I visualize Schmitty when I do the Rochester voice. Hey, Coach, did you see? It looks like OJ. I'm like, oh. And now we know that OJ has passed at age 76, prostate cancer. His family putting out the statement. And look, I feel bad for anybody that's close to OJ. You never want to see a family member or a loved one pass. But I also think that if you ask most people, what's your memory of OJ Simpson? Murderer.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Yeah, you can say that.
Got away with murder.
I thought OJ's BFF Kardashian, and he lost his life to cancer, and he took a lot of secrets to the grave. And it come to find out, who knew this? And you could say, all right, well, that's the way to handle it, and it's up to you the way. If you're diagnosed with terminal cancer, who knew? Apparently, there was some chatter online. I wasn't paying any attention to it, that OJ had terminal cancer, was in hospice, but he didn't let anybody know. Look, Danger, if he was concerned about whatever is after this life, you would have thought maybe, hey, I'm sorry for everybody. You never got that from OJ right up until the end. He lived in an alternate universe, one where he did not commit those crimes, where he was always loved. And so the one thing I don't want to is let's not have any revisionist history by donating his brain to the CTE research lab in Boston, please.
Mm. 2,000-yard rusher. First ever rusher in the NFL to rush for 2,000 yards, did it as a Buffalo Bill. So his time in Buffalo, of course, will always be remembered for his greatness. He was, you could argue, he's the best Buffalo Bills running back of all time.
Some may say Thurman, but OJ. Like, if OJ doesn't come to Buffalo, are there a Buffalo Bills? I don't know. I wasn't around then, but it's Ralph Wilson was flirting with other cities after OJ kind of left in the early 80s. So, sure. Like this, Bill, we've always been kind of tenuous, throughout the history here. So OJ coming to Buffalo and actually kind of embracing Buffalo, that was also part of it too. Like, I'm going to go there. And then that's why Bills fans kind of fell in love with him, that OJ was proud to be, associated with the area.
So it was June of 1994. And I know that there are some people listening that have zero memory or recollection of 1994. We might not have even been born in 1994, right? But man, if you were alive, if you had a pulse in June of 1994, this consumed you. OJ consumed you. OJ was the original reality TV. There's a world that we live in now where that's really all most of us consume is reality TV, whether you're talking about, the competitions that are on the network TVs, they don't do sitcoms anymore. No. Sitcoms are expensive, man.
Well, you have to OJ is a joke now, but back then, who would you liken OJ to? Like in terms of popularity in the country today, like a Justin Timberlake, would that be outrageous?
Stay in the world of football, because I think you could draw analogies to say like he would have been like what?
Tom Brady.
Or a Peyton Manning, right?
Yeah.
Like Peyton Manning has become this character, right? Like it wouldn't be a shock when you see Peyton Manning on SNL.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning on SNL is charismatic. Peyton Manning on SNL is charming. He's funny. He's got a lot of personality. He shares it on TV. He's not in the same, the world has changed from when OJ did TV to what Peyton Manning has done, but it's along those same lines where he was this enigmatic figure that everybody loved, and he started showing up in movies. He was Nordberg in The Naked Gun. He was hilarious in The Naked Gun, the scene where he's in the wheelchair and it goes down the steps and he gets launched into the air and everybody has a good laugh and Nordberg keeps getting beat up in The Naked Gun. The idea that he, somebody who we all kind of loved, would be capable of doing this and was the prime suspect in the murder of his ex-wife and her lover was so captivating. It was unlike anything we'd ever experienced.
No, because it was one of those stories that got rolled out and you're learning about it as the authorities are learning about it. It's you learn of the murders that happened on a Sunday night and Monday. And this was OJ's ex-wife, and OJ is in Chicago, and it's like, wow, that is like kind of a terrible story. But then you realize, wait a second, he's a suspect, and the week goes on, and it goes on, and now you're consumed. You want more info. You want to learn more, and you realize, oh my gosh, he could have actually done it, to the point where they have enough evidence to put an arrest warrant. And I'm explaining the story for anybody that wasn't here in 1994, because here's the press conference. It is 9 a.m. Pacific time, and it's noon Eastern time, and there comes the L.A. sheriff, and you think all the cameras are there, and we're going to hear about how O.J. was arrested, and the sheriff gets up and says he was supposed to turn himself in. He is not. He's a fugitive.
He's a wanted man.
You can hear the gasp from the reporters. Oh, my gosh. O.J. is out there, and this kind of is also in the dawn of, hey, let's put a traffic, let's put a camera on a helicopter and kind of go around. And the NBA finals are going on that night. Think about this. NBC preempts the New York Knicks and goes to the coverage, as every network went to the coverage. And you're like, he's got a gun in the back. We're going to watch OJ Simpson kill himself? Like, that's what we're all thinking, but we're not saying it out loud.
We'd never seen anything or heard of anything like that. It was insane. And so it gripped an entire nation. And then when the chase ends and OJ is in custody and the trial begins, you've got a whole nother set of eyeballs just completely transfixed on the outcome of this trial. And the evidence is overwhelming. There's no way you look at this and you'd be like, oh, he didn't do it. Like, prosecution, for multiple reasons, botched the trial. Like, lawyers will look at that and say, that's exactly how you lose a trial.
Yeah, like, the most damning one was, like, Darden saying, put on the gloves. Okay, OJ's an actor. Of course he's going to show you the gloves don't fit.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. I mean, Johnny Cochran, rest in peace. That guy, you know, just saying that. I mean, if you're a juror, again, beyond a shadow of a reasonable doubt, like, so he's acquitted.
Then the trial goes 95, pretty much, and it's in October. The world stops that day, Janger. Like, you can remember where you were when the chase was. And you also remember when they handed down the verdict. It's like the world kind of stopped, live television.
And then everything that happened afterwards. Just a crazy, crazy string of events, all because of OJ. You then later have the civil suit and the civil jury, which found him legally responsible for the deaths of Brown and Goldman. And the $33 million verdict there, I guess OJ just didn't really want to pay the $33 million to Ron Goldman and the family, the Goldman family. Simpson then started selling his own memorabilia on the side. And this is where he was convicted. He reclaimed those items that he believed were stolen from him at gunpoint, charged with multiple felonies, sentenced to 33 years, serving 9 of those 33 years.
9 times.
Released on parole in 2017. That parole ended December of 2021. O.J. Simpson passing today at the age of 76. Unbelievable legacy. The idea that we're talking about him more about everything that happened after his pro football play. As a pro football player, he was spectacular for the Buffalo Bills. First ever NFL running back to rush for over 2,000 yards in a season. But if you were to stop anybody and say, O.J. Simpson, murderer. Everybody has a story. Everybody remembers where they were. Everybody remembers how they felt. And, you know, OJ, you're right, Gino. I think OJ just lived in this alternate universe. You know, if you convince yourself hard enough that this didn't happen, then you start to believe that this didn't happen. And I really, truly believe that OJ did that. I mean, he just lived his life knowing that this happened, but convinced himself. You would be shocked at how you can convince yourself how much something didn't happen.
Anybody has an OJ story, give us a call. Our phone number, 866-4FAN, 866-4326. Our buddy Mike in Sodus Bay. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, dude.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Hanging in there.
Good. I'm a little bit older than you guys. OJ here in Rochester was a pretty big deal. My brothers and I went to see him. He came and spoke at Kodak Theater. I don't know if it was 73 or 74, but, man, he just lit up the stage. That guy had so much charisma. They showed highlights. He gave a little, obviously, prepared talk. And then he took questions and answers from all these kids. And he was patient. He was great. He signed some autographs. If you grew up here, the fact that O.J. Simpson was playing on the Bills, it made them a national team,
Yeah. Even
though they were awful. He just brought a real sense of belonging to this area. It's so awful that what happened, because he was clearly, he's the superstar of Buffalo from the 70s. He's the greatest athlete ever to play in Buffalo, my opinion. And it ended so poorly and so awfully. They couldn't have him at celebrations. People have asked to take his name down. It's just crazy, the whole story. But, man, he was something here in the 70s. He just made us relevant.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for bringing us that perspective because, yeah, you're right, that's just a little before our time. I remember, like, O.J. of the 80s and up until, like, the 90s just being this Hollywood celebrity and Naked Gun and, Battle of the Network Stars and all that fun stuff.
Well, Mike touched on it. I mean, yeah. Like, the guy had a charisma, a presence about him, and he was a likable guy. He was a likable figure. That's why he was on TV after his playing career. That's why he became an actor. That's why you would see him on Battle of the Network Stars or whatever.
Hertz commercials running through the airport. There's OJ.
Yeah, absolutely. So, kind of a tragic turn for somebody who could have been beloved in Buffalo till the day he died. I mean, if none of that happens, we're talking about a legend, the Buffalo Bills, and we still view him as that, but we're not spending the time talking about him being the legendary Buffalo Bill. We're talking about OJ, the alleged murderer, more than anything.
Would we viewed him differently if he said, I don't know the answer to this, never will, like, oh my gosh, I did it, please forgive me, I'm willing to pay up. You never got that out of OJ.
No.
That was part of it.
I mean, I think what rubs us all the wrong way is that he went about his life in such a carefree and almost arrogant way, as if to say, I know I got over on everybody.
Well,
did he do a book late in his life that if I did it,
it was a Fox special. And I think his lawyers kind of got involved. Like, now we don't want to go down this road there, OJ.
It's crazy.
Even in the end, Danger, like he's doing the Twitter videos and he's on the golf course and he's just enjoying the good life.
Looking for the killer. Don't get it twisted. He was looking for the killer. And I'm sure there are a lot of murdering golfers out there right now that are resting easy tonight, knowing that OJ is no longer looking for him. Some reaction on Elon's Twitter. That's X at the Fan Rochester. Our regulars chiming in, including Peter. I still remember in third grade when my teacher announced to us OJ was innocent. Bizarre day. Oh, and then you had the riots and everything that went on and the racism in the LAPD. Mark Furman. Remember the characters? Oh, I mean, how many characters out of that? Furman, Ito, Kato Kaelin, the Kardashians.
Kato Kaelin.
Christopher Darden.
Biggest freeload. Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark. Like, just, we mentioned Cochran. These were all, Effley Bailey was a part of it. Like, it was just a.
Alan Dershowitz.
Yes. Yes,
the dream team.
This was the birth of reality TV. The TV that your kids watch, the TV that they're growing up on. It I don't know that it has the popularity it has without OJ, without this OJ saga.
Greg writing in, I was going through Air Force boot camp during the OJ chase. Our drill instructor was watching in his office, and he didn't yell at us for looking over his shoulder. That's big.
It is big. All right, Brian, I'll humor you. OJ has expired. It's cheap. Sorry about that.
We could just do like OJ puns the rest of the day here.
Don't cut me off, Gene. That last joke really killed, Brian. Thank you.
No, stop.
I feel like we have to do it one last time. It is happy hour. It's become a part of our show. If you've listened to the show through the years, you know that when we conjure up anything juice related, we always go to the tried and true montage from the People versus O.J. Simpson of David Schwimmer as Robert Kardashian, every instance of him saying the word juice. And I feel like as the juice has expired today, that we probably retire this clip. I don't know what would happen where we would feel the need to play this ever again. So if you will, indulge me one last time. Mm. Your Uncle Juice is a good man. Every instance of David Schwimmer as Robert Kardashian saying the word juice in The People versus O.J. Simpson.
You got it, Juice. When Chris and I broke up, the Juice was there for me every night. It's like he's not really the Juice anymore. We got to get you dressed, Juice. Juice, Juice, a will? Juice, Juice, Juice. Come on, Juice. Juice! Juice, it's AC. Juice! AC's here. Juice. I heard Juice. It's on every channel. You know I feel the same, Juice.
You're going to tell them yourself, Juice. 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 Your whole family's here, Juice. She's on the house phone waiting to talk to you, Juice.
Juice.
Okay, Juice.
Okay, Juice. We're good to go.
You're home, Juice. You know Uncle Juice and your Uncle Juice. Your Uncle Juice is a good man.
He's never going to stop being the Juice.
It could explain a lot, Juice. Just hear him out, Juice.
He's right, Juice.
Listen, Juice. Juice, this is your life. Juice, please, Juice, we need an answer.
You're home, Juice.
He stopped being the Juice today. He's never going to stop being the Juice.
Never going to stop being the Juice.
So the Buffalo Bills, understandable why the Bills not acknowledging this. What about Cuba Gooding Jr.? He played Oj in that series.
Oh, you know what? I don't really pay attention to what Cuba Gooding Jr. has been up to, but didn't he get into some trouble? Didn't I see he got into some trouble of his own?
Yeah, this is why he's got bigger issues right now. He's caught up in this lawsuit with P. Diddy.
Oh.
He's been named.
I'm kind of also blissfully ignorant to what that is all about as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We might be canceling Cuba Gooding Jr. too.
The other, I don't know, this is another like NFL tip, but just to shift gears here. Because we spoke earlier about, we'll have the plenty of draft coverage between now and the end of April. And by the way, we'll be live for the day one and day two of the NFL draft. Thursday afternoon, Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue. Friday afternoon, the show will be live from the taproom at Bill Gray's, Chi Lai Avenue. And of course, with last week's trading of Stephon Diggs, the assumption here is that the Bills will go with a wide receiver in the first round. Will they move up? Well, you know, that's all to be debated. Nobody knows. But the Chiefs now, the team that you're watching, you're paying attention for to see what are they going to do? How are they going to do it? This Rashee Rice, I mean, we knew that there was trouble coming. 8 felony charges and a little bit more of a rumble about what could actually happen here, that he could be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, or that the Chiefs could just outright release Rice so that they can avoid having to pay him for not working.
Yeah. Interesting. This is happening.
Excuse me.
I'll get that checked out sooner or later. Yeah. Interesting that Rice here, it's happened in Dallas. Same where Von Miller did. What's the difference? Von Miller is never charged.
Yeah.
Like this is the big difference here. So
8 charges,
we should say. This Lamborghini racing, my favorite part of the story. They did find a Chiefs playbook in the Lamborghini.
Well, that's good. That's good. He was showing his commitment to the team while he was.
Andy Reid nodding somewhere. I like that.
fully guaranteed salary of just over $1 million for 2024. They could void those guarantees if they wanted to based on the language of his contract. So the need for a wide receiver, if there wasn't already a glaring need for a wide receiver at Kansas City, becomes a little bit more obvious with this Rashee Rice. You know he's going to miss time this upcoming season if he is still a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Keep an eye on that one here as we get closer to the draft.
Yeah, and look, and we've officially, you know, we're at the peak of lying season. Mm-hmm. You need no look further than down the road. I mean, Chris Brown, it's not a lie. He's bringing up this possibility that, hey, they could trade down. Here's what it's looking like. Well, coincidentally or not, there's Jordan Reed today on ESPN saying, you know, the Bills could trade down. Dude, they're not trading down. If anything, Benjamin Solak today going on with Kay Adams saying, you know what? They could move up to number three. Okay, so what is it? Are we moving out of the second round or are we moving all the way up to number three?
I like the idea of trading up to nine with the Bears. This is my dream scenario now. As a Bears guy and as a Bills guy, I want to see everybody win. And I think this is the scenario where everybody wins. If you're the Bears, you don't have many draft picks. You're going to have Caleb Williams, but you're not going to have a lot of draft picks. And you have a lot of holes still to fill with that roster. So if Ryan Poles, take a couple of Bills draft picks and let the Bills pick at nine. Let them go with Rome Odunze. And everybody wins. Bears get a little few more picks. Bills get their wide receiver one, their wide receiver of the future. Who says no? As they like to say.
Something that's non-Bills related, I guess indirectly, the number of quarterbacks that will go, because that always dictates something. And I got a good tip from our wise guy, Mo, from Havana.
Hey,
Mo
today. Now, of course, our guy.
We can't bet on this, but Mo like goes out to Vegas every month, and he's like, this is the easiest one ever. You know what the over-under is on quarterbacks to go in round one? 4.5. You're going to have the four going, so... Does a panic sneak in at the end of the first round? Moses, bet the five.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see five in the first round. Hopefully, they all come before 28. We'll see.
Are you kidding me? The Bills are not going to wait until 28.
I do think that if you're going to draft a quarterback in the first round, you better be sure. Like, I think when you get beyond Williams, there's questions with all of them, right? There's just little questions with all of them. And we've seen now in the past so many times, you take a quarterback at two, you take a quarterback at nine, you move up to take a quarterback. Like, if you have any doubts, I don't want any shadow of a doubt if I'm investing a first-round pick on my quarterback. I want to know that this guy is athletic, that this guy is smart, that this guy can make all the throws, that this guy – I don't want to hear, you know, any questions about size, about athleticism, about – inability to make all the throws. And with some of these guys that might go in the first round, you're hearing some of that. This is a giant red flag for me. Now, every one of these guys, you could say there's a red flag here, a red flag there, and nobody really knows. They're
like every quarterback, with the exception maybe Caleb Williams, like everyone has some red flags. Heck, what were they saying about Patrick Mahomes? His footwork.
Right.
Footwork. Right. He's going to,
You're analyzing everything. You're analyzing all of them. And I think this conversation stems when you start having the conversation about J.J. McCarthy, right? He doesn't look like the typical prospect, but he wins. He's a winner. He's won. He's done all these things. Well, that's great, but you're going to invest a top three, a top five pick on J.J. McCarthy? You better be sure. And you better love everything about that guy, including the things that maybe other people see as deficiencies.
Jack writing in, again, our handle, the Fan Rochester on X. Please, please, please don't totally retire the juice clip. I'm sure in the future of the sports bar, it can be brought back again.
I struggle to think of what the scenario is. Look, we grow, we evolve, we age. Hearing a lot less Master Stroke. I mean, this is Masters Week. We would normally have Master Stroke on with us. Juice is gone. He's no longer with us.
David Schwimmer, like if he's in the news for whatever reason.
Maybe.
There's got like some point we'll have more characters. And I say characters like it's some TV show, which it was. So Simpson's gone. F. Lee Bailey's gone. Johnny Cochran's gone.
Yeah.
Like you realize
the whole dream team.
Kardashian's gone, of course.
Mm-hmm. I think Darden and Clark are still around.
You know, Clark's son worked in Rochester.
No, I didn't know that.
Kyle Clark. Yeah, really? He was a TV anchor at 13. I was out in Denver.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Probably didn't want I'm Marcia Clark's son.
Yeah, not the attention you're looking for.
No. Interesting. Yeah, you know that guy that's walking free. Yeah, my mom kind of screwed that up. Yeah,
that's interesting. A round of shots on the way next, Gino.
Yeah, stories we're chasing in the sports bar today as it is fan appreciation night at the arena tonight for heading out and out.
If you want some comedy, go to Sabres Twitter tonight. Just see the Sabres. Like when they put up the tweet about fan appreciation, that whatever it is, I'm sure the comments will be sane and ruly and just. Can't wait.
Would a major Division I program actually play an entire home schedule on their practice field?
Oh.
The answer is yes, and we'll tell you which one.
Okay.
It's a school that has a little history with us here in the sports bar.
All right. A round of shots on the way next. Last call coming up, too. You can join us by pulling up a stool. 866-4326-585. 866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Big news from the Bills organization today is O.J. Simpson passing away. O.J. Simpson was 76. Your Masters leaderboard, where the wind picking up in the afternoon and late start because of the rain in the morning, Bryson DeChambeau has a three-stroke lead in the clubhouse of 765. Today, we'll have more coming up in shots momentarily. Sabres play tonight. Washington is the opponent. It's the final home game of the regular season for Buffalo. Our coverage will begin at 7 here on the Sports Leader. James Wood homering twice for the Rochester Red Wings today. Wings winning in Buffalo 6-3. Same two teams tomorrow. On the Major League scoreboard, the Mets hammering the Braves today 16-4. The final. Royals big over the Astros 13-3. Kansas City sweeping that series. A-shutting out the Rangers 1-0. Gene Battaglia, the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Got a smart speaker at home? Listen to the sports leader, The Fan Rochester at home, by asking it to play 95.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I would like to say that every day is an appeal to professional pride. I mean, you lace up the skates and you play in these buildings and you're playing what you love. So it's no different for me. You know, the situation and circumstances always change in life, but how you go about it should never, ever change.
There's Buffalo Sabres head coach Don Granato. Home finale tonight against the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, and the sarcasm should be flowing tonight. Thank you, fans, for making this such a memorable season of Buffalo Sabres hockey. Fan appreciation night. Look at it this way. In the 13 non-playoff years for Buffalo, now the Sabres got eliminated on Monday. That was the second latest of the 13. Is that kind of alarming? Only last year went down to right at the end. Buffalo will finish with at least six fewer standing points than last year's 91. That's, of course, assuming they win the last three. Sabres and Caps, 7 o'clock tonight on The Fan.
But listen, anyways.
Shohei Ohtani. So updating the story today where the feds speaking, filing a complaint, accusing the interpreter, Ippe Mizuhara, a bank fraud. Carries a maximum fine up to $1 million and 30 years in prison. The allegation here is that he stole from Shohei Ohtani more than $16 million over 2 years. Mm. All this money going to the illegal sports book. The federal prosecutor, quote, I want to emphasize this point, Mr. Ohtani is considered a victim in this case.
Oh, my God.
$16 million.
It's amazing. The plea kind of confirms Ohtani's claim that he had no knowledge of the bets being made with the money. So, yeah, he would take that victim role. I will just say it, and I will always believe this. Do I believe that Ohtani had no knowledge of any of this? I do not. Do I believe that Ohtani actually participated in illegal sports betting in California? Yes. Yes, I do. And do I believe that the feds have no way of proving Ohtani's participation beyond a reasonable doubt without compliance from the interpreter's cooperation? Yeah, I think that's highly unlikely. This is the cleanest exit you could hope for Shohei Ohtani, for Major League Baseball, for the LA Dodgers. Somewhere Chris Carter is grinning from ear to ear.
It's even cleaner in this sense, Danger, that Ohtani's interpreter, this was the fear. He would have inside info. Oh my gosh, so-and-so is hurt. Let me bet against the Angels tonight. No, none of these bets apparently happened on baseball.
That I actually do believe. That, for whatever reason, I think that's probably, I think that's probably legit.
The Masters leaderboard. Well, let's give you the Tiger update. He just dropped a stroke. It's okay. Even through four, which, yeah, the late tee time today, they didn't get going till a little after 10 o'clock today. So Tiger's tee time getting pushed back. As we mentioned in the update, Bryson DeChambeau today, 65, your clubhouse leader, Danny Willett. He's in the clubhouse, 4 under. Will Zalatoris, Scotty Scheffler, also at 4 under. It was a good start today for Rory McIlroy. And, of course, this is the one he hasn't won yet in terms of the Grand Slam, even through 10.
Did you know that Scotty Scheffler went to the same high school as Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's enough winning from that high school. I think we're good. Who do you like? Who's your guy this weekend?
Wow, look, it's probably Tiger or Rory. And Rory, of course, Rory's from Rochester.
So, he is one of us.
You didn't know that, right?
Yeah, he is one of us. We've claimed him as ours.
I know you like the guy with a crazy shirt there.
Wyndham Clark is my guy. Wyndham Clark. If we're going to celebrate and appreciate wealth, then Wyndham Clark will win the Masters. He will be wearing the green jacket on Sunday.
Wyndham Clark should be on some sort of yacht somewhere, right? Pulling up.
That is the bougiest name on the tour right now. Wyndham Clark? Are you kidding? I mean, Bryson DeChambeau is blushing at Wyndham Clark. You're potential round one leader.
How this potential move of Arizona to Salt Lake City could work. And we're joined by Dennis Bernstein of the Fourth Period. And look, he's of the opinion that, hey, the NHL could indeed facilitate this sale. And then Arizona at some point could get an expansion franchise. Here's the hang up. Current Coyotes owner Alex Marullo has basically run out of time to have an arena plan. The latest being winning a land auction. That if he won, okay, then maybe he could build an arena in Phoenix, but the NFL doesn't think the plan will fly, and they're done waiting. So the league would purchase the Coyotes for $1 billion, in turn flip the Coyotes to the Utah Jazz owners, Ryan and Ashley Smith, for $1.3 billion. All this likely coming down to the wire in the spring.
And really nothing changing here over the course of the next year and a half, maybe? 2 years? Because like what Dennis was saying was they don't want to play a fifth year in Mullet Arena.
Right. So you could have, just as soon as next year, this Coyotes franchise like moved.
Yeah.
But then, oh my gosh, they're going to give another franchise to an Atlanta, and they're going to give another franchise to the Phoenix area. Why? Development. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Yeah, the money's not in the team. The money's in the land. The money's in the arena. The money's in the stadium. For sure.
Finally, talking about a new stadium, Northwestern football. They're building a new stadium, but to do that, they haven't knocked down the old one. So what are they doing in the interim? 2026 is when the new one opens. So where is the team going to play? Soldier Field? Wrigley?
No, Soldier Field makes sense.
A big high school, maybe? A big high school would be better than the plan that they have. The Wildcats will be playing their home games for the next two seasons at their practice facility. Ohio State and Wisconsin amongst the teams that will be playing in front of no one.
Oh, I know, Gene. I know you mentioned this story because you want a reaction out of me. And I'm going to just say this.
You love Northwestern football.
I'm going to say this. there's nothing wrong with this decision. The Northwestern football program wants to play for a couple of seasons on their practice field. They are smarter than you, and they're smarter than me. They're better than you, and they're better than me, and they know what they're doing. So this is a perfectly sane and rational decision by the program. They've done it again. They've always been, I mean, they've emerged, they've become something that none of us thought they could become. They're somewhat relevant in the Big Ten, especially in the last few years. I don't know if you knew this, but they can compete. So I know you want me to say something negative about Northwestern football. I will not do that. Not this broadcaster, not on this platform. I applaud this brave decision to play college football games on a practice field.
See, that's well played. Because in the history of the sports bar, Mike Danger, I don't think any team or any subject has triggered someone like Northwestern football, like the person in question was triggered at us just for saying, hey, compete or whatever it was we were saying at the time.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, like, they're always a laughing stock. Just remember, yeah. You remember and I remember growing up, Northwestern football never won anything. They didn't win anything in any sport ever anywhere. Football program had a couple of nice seasons. But now I'm telling you, this is totally fine. Play your games on a practice field. Should be awesome. Can't wait. Congratulations, Northwestern, on your new stadium in 2026. Last call is next. 866-4FAN, 866-4326. And we'll get you set up for tomorrow afternoon in the sports bar as well. Next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 oh, yeah. FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mike Danger for Pull Up a Stool and Join Us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
It's last call at 866-4FAN. 585-866-4326. And you know, on a day where a lot of people are reflecting and sharing their memories on O.J. Simpson, I mean, John from Rochester's got to chime in with, you got to have at least a story. What are you doing, you Spartan, you?
Hey, guys. Brings back memories. 1975, first year I had my season tickets, right behind the Bills bench. And, man, O.J. was unbelievable that year. Unbelievable. Not only a receiver, but, of course, a runner. But I got to tell you, he started one of my favorite movies of all time besides Dumb and Dumber. It was called Capricorn One with Sam Waterston, James Brolin, Elliot Gould. A fascinating movie, guys. You gotta check it out.
What's it called?
Capricorn One.
All right, I'll add it to the list.
You got
to
check it out.
What year?
It's really good.
1977.
1977? Yeah,
you got to see
your
it.
Hero was two. I don't know that I'm... That was one that never crossed my feed, but I'll add it to the list. Wink, wink.
You got to. You'll love it.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate that. No, I thought he was going to go Naked Gun. He pulled a deep cut. What's this movie called? The Capricorn?
65% approval on Rotten Tomatoes for Capricorn. I'd never heard of it.
All right, let's play the Rotten Tomatoes game for Naked Gun. Because that's the movie that, when I think OJ as an actor, it's Naked Gun. It's he's Nordberg. It has to be. I'm saying for Naked Gun, Rotten
86,
Tomatoes. I was going to say, that's got to be over 80.
Yeah.
That's the one. Well, it's one of those. We remember where we were when the chase happened. We remember where we were where the verdict happened. I'll remember where I was when Schmitty stopped me. Hey, cuz, I think OJ Simpson died. Check that out. What? Rest in peace to the Juice. Although most people will probably view Juice as a murderer.
Quick check here to the Buffalo Bills saying thoughts and prayers with their Wall of Famer. And the answer is no.
No.
We're still celebrating Steve Tasker's birthday.
Family's going through what they're going through, and you hate to see that for anybody. And I'm sure that the Goldman family, anything that reminds them of their loss is probably difficult as well. Tomorrow, we get into Amherst mode. We kick off your sports weekend with Andrew Mossbrook stopping by the sports bar.
Yeah, like Andrew would take our thing. You don't cheer for the Belleville Senators if you're an Ottawa fan. So
this is poor form.
That is terrible. We'll talk to Andrew about, it's a home stretch here. Can the Amherst actually get the division crown in the regular season? We'll also talk to Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, as, hey, we're going to focus a lot on the draft here. We are only 13 days away here from the NFL draft, and we'll talk to Ryan about these wide receivers that Buffalo may be selecting.
We'll keep tabs on round two of the Masters as well tomorrow afternoon. I'm not going to lie, I've been pretty distracted this afternoon between the OJ stuff and round one of the Masters happening right now. Lots of action.
You turned off the Mets on me today. Look what happened. 16-4 win.
I did you a favor. You didn't need to see them blow out the Braves. You knew they were going to win that game.
I feel pretty good.
No, Gene. Keep it even. Even keel. April 11th, Gene. April 11th.
Just a little bit.
April 11th.
Can I tweet at some Braves friends?
Gene? Oh, hell, what do I care? Do whatever you want. I'm going to call you a misfit one way or the other. We're back tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock. Andrew Mossbrooks, 325. Ryan Talbot, 425. If you missed any of this afternoon's show, find us wherever you pod. Look for the Sports Bar. Search us out in the free-to-download Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.